Some of the best ideas and innovations often come from simple conversations, and that's certainly the case with value-added researcher Matthew Cole with Pioneer Biotechnology, centered in the Poet Bioproduct Center in Brookings. A farm boy from Cranesburg, South Dakota, he visits with family and neighbors, learning some of the challenges they face in production agriculture.
So understanding that, I think, is kind of a big deal with trying to come up with these ideas of, okay, how are we going to add value to the ag-based economy, or how are we going to develop these solutions that will help farmers day-to-day?
Using his training in ag bio and mechanical engineering, Dr. Cole is researching new uses for soybeans through a grant supported by the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff. In a current study, he's utilizing special bacteria to modify protein and peptides in soybean meal, creating an adjuvant for agronomic sprays.
Help increase surface area coverage of your spray, but then it also has some natural antifungal compounds. And so I kind of thought to myself, well, why don't we try producing this peptide from soybean meal, because soybeans are already rich in protein, and then we can use this peptide either to complement some current treatments or use it as a standalone treatment on its own. And, you know, then farmers can have something basically that's derived from their own soybean crop to protect their soybeans.
He's also working with South Dakota Corn, exploring a corn-based bacterial compound with antimicrobial traits to combat Goss's wilt in corn. Dr. Cole's lab is part of the Poet Bioproducts Innovation Center, which was supported in part by South Dakota soybean farmers. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.